Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Rob.
And I'm Neil. Hello.
Hello, Neil. Neil, what's that, what's that tune you're humming there?
Was I humming? I just woke up this morning with it in my head. It's that song, you know.
No idea. No idea what you're talking about there, Neil, but it's very annoying, so could you just stop it, please?
Well, that's my problem. I can't stop humming it out loud. It just keeps repeating in my head. Do you know there's a name for that, Rob, when a song keeps repeating in your head?
There's a name? No, I don't know what it is. I'm sure you're going to tell me, though.
You're right. It's an earworm.
Ugh, an earworm. That sounds nasty. Is there a cure for that?
No, I don't think so. In this programme, we're talking about music and how it influences us.
But first, Neil, can you answer this question? If a person has musical anhedonia, does it mean they A. hate music, B. can't enjoy music, or C. can't hear music?
Well, anhedonia sounds like an illness, so I'm going to go for C. can't hear music.
Yes, okay. I certainly wish I couldn't hear music. we'll find out if you're wrong or right later on. Now let's listen to Professor Charles Spence telling us how music affects what we choose to eat and drink.
Imagine you're going to the bar and you're thinking about, do I want a glass of wine? There's French music playing behind the counter. More than likely you'll go for a glass of French wine. German music behind the counter. Your likelihood of choosing German wine goes way, way up. If they're playing classical music, you might be tempted to spend that little bit more.
What's the likelihood of you spending more, Rob?
Quite likely, actually, Neil. And likelihood means the chance of something happening. I love a good glass of wine.
Me too. But why do we spend more when there's classical music playing?
Ah, good question. Well, it makes us feel a bit classy. That's stylish and sophisticated.
I'm guessing hip-hop doesn't have the same effect, am I right?
Ah, you're always right, Neil. So the professor is saying that bars and restaurants use music to manipulate their customers.
And that means to control or influence them. Ugh, earworms. They're messing with our minds.
I know. And it doesn't stop there. Restaurants also use the tempo or speed of the music to change people's behaviour. A fast tempo gets customers in and out quickly at busy times. On the other hand, if there aren't many customers, the restaurant might want to keep people in the place for longer. So they put on music with a slow tempo to create a more relaxed atmosphere.
And atmosphere in this context means the mood or tone in the place or situation. Now, music is also used to create atmosphere in films. So let's hear Debbie Wiseman talking about music in the movies.
A director might come to me and say, look, can you help bring the romance to this scene with the music? And so I might write something beautifully romantic and lyrical, working with what I've got, and suddenly the scene will feel much more romantic, much more tender, much more sexy, whatever it needs to feel. And the music has the power to do that, to achieve that effect.
Sexy, tender, lyrical, romantic. That's all emotional stuff. And lyrical actually means expressing strong emotions. So, what's your favourite romantic moment in a film, Rob?
Oh, dear. There's so many. I'm a sucker for romance. Once the violins start playing, I start blubbing and, yes, Neil, that means I have a good cry.
Oh, so sweet. Now, if you're a sucker for something, for example, romance, it means you can't resist it. I'm more of a sucker for horror myself.
Well, music is crucial or extremely important in creating atmosphere in horror films.
That's very true. Music is often used to create tension and suspense or feelings of anxiety and excitement.
Yes. Can you imagine Hitchcock's Psycho without the violin music? Maybe I can. Okay, let's not have a shower scene here in the studio, Neil. You'll give me nightmares. Now, remember, at the beginning of the programme, I asked you what musical anhedonia means. Is it someone who A, hates music, B, can't enjoy music, or C, can't hear music?
And I said can't hear music.
And that's the wrong answer. It's actually B. It's someone who can't enjoy music.
Well, not a very good job for a DJ then.
No.
Anyway, Rob, before we go any further, how about those words again?
OK. Well, the words we heard today were earworm, musical anhedonia, likelihood, classy, manipulate, tempo, atmosphere, lyrical, blubbing, sucker for something, crucial, tension, suspense.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's 6-Minute English. Try not to catch musical anhedonia and watch out for those earworms. We hope you enjoyed humming along to today's programme.
Please
stop. Join us again soon.
Bye.